we go, folks, for another day on a Saturday, a beautiful Saturday in Southern California. Thank you. We had a little delay there. I was having little problems with my internet service here, so I don't know what the problem is, but we're on air now, so that's all that matters. And so anyway, sorry about last week, but I know it was an interesting show with Mr. Sand, and last week I just couldn't do the show, but I had to tell you that, you know, I had to get out of town a while and do a few things. And like I said, I'm in Southern California now and went skydiving yesterday. And I recommend it to everybody. If they want to get a thrill, go skydiving because it is a blast. But, it's something I think everybody should do if they have a liking to it. But anyway, I want to start off by, thanking a few people as I always do. First of all, I want to thank John Gadusko for his wonderful website. Go to John's site, tinyurl.com/USSLiberty. tinyurl.com/USSLiberty. That's a forward slash. It's the best site you're ever going to get about the USS Liberty. Also, go to James Morris' site, ushijack.com. USHijack.com. That's Jane Morris' site. If you want to find out any new things that are going on, not just about the Liberty, but in the Middle East. And also, I want to thank, of course, our special person that, listen, we got to go to break, folks. Support your sponsors. At RBN, we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you. See you then. Bye-bye.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for listening in on this beautiful, beautiful day here in Southern California. And, you know, glad to be back on the air. Really am. Like I say, last week was just one of those deals I just couldn't pull off, but I apologize for that. But, again, we had a good repeat show with, you know, Mr. Sand that's running for Senate in the great state of North Dakota. So with that being said, again, I want to thank RBN, of course, no doubt. Without RBN, I mean, who else would care for us? Who else would give a person like me a chance to honor my shipmates that were murdered June 8, 1967 during the Six-Day War by the government of Israel in a sneak attack, a deliberate, murderous attack. They knew exactly who they were, where we were, and they murdered our shipmates. And can you believe that? I mean, just in cold blood. You know, everybody knows how many rockets and torpedoes they shot at us and on and on and on. But it was one of the most damaged ships in the annals of naval history. And one of the most that has been the wounded, you know, over 170 men wounded. I'm not talking about scrapes or scratches. I'm talking about severely wounded. I want to thank also Manny, our producer today, in-house producer, that's directing the show, taking the calls and things like this, and certainly appreciate that, Manny. You're a real asset to RBN. I just know they're glad to have you. And thank you, John Stapmiller, for giving the liberty of voice on Republic Broadcasting. Well, you know, Republic Broadcasting is real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And just the way it is, because you can handle the truth. And we've had so many great guests on this show, and we're going to bring up Dahlia in just a minute. She's a VIP of the highest rank, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful human being that cares about people and cares about America and cares about old people, in fact. So it's my honor to, you know, get her on in just a moment as soon as I finish this business. But I want to also thank Kat for, you know, she's my off-site producer. She gets all the guests. And, you know, she writes them and does beautiful letters and gets people to come on the show, as well as Ron Kukul and James Morris. And of course, Kat's husband, Rick, helps her. And she's just a beautiful, beautiful person, a beautiful woman. All the way around, and beautiful voice, and I can't say enough about Kat. She just the cat's meow, if you want to go that way. But she is just a great, great gal. You know, to spread the word, folks, I got a book out. It's called What I Saw That Day. To order, go to 888-698-8706. 888-698-8706. What I Saw That Day, and you're going to get a first-hand look of what really happened aboard the USS Liberty. If you mention that you heard it on this show, you're going to get a discount. So I would order it as soon as possible. You know, folks, I do this show for the love of my shipmates, dead, wounded, physically and emotionally. They're not forgotten by me. They never will be. I love these guys with all my heart, and I love their families. I know the horrors of it. I know the horrors of being shunned by our own government, telling us to shut up, not to say anything. And they left us out there to be murdered by this little country, Israel. Yeah, this little country, Israel, our supposed ally. Believe me, folks, I would not say this if I didn't believe it in my heart. I believe Israel would drop a nuclear bomb on the United States, or 300 nuclear bombs on the United States, if it meant for them to stay intact. So that's where your tax dollars go, folks. It's for people that could care less about you. And that isn't just, you know, hearsay. I saw it up close. I saw what these people can do. They will murder you. They will cut you down. They will shoot you in your life rafts and forget about you. Israel has been in a perpetual war ever since its existence by Truman in 1948. They've been at war, total war, and they're still at war. So, I mean, I'm tired of fighting wars for Israel, Afghanistan, Iraq. We're looking at Iran or who else in the future. Who knows? But the Russians aren't going to stand for it, I don't believe. I don't believe the Chinese are going to stand for it. You know, these are people that you don't want to get in a fight with these people. They have nothing against us, and we should have nothing against them. But I do want to say one thing before I bring Dahlia in, is I saw a video yesterday of Captain Ward Boston that was given to me very kindly by James Morris, which is going to be kind of co-hosting the show with me today. And I just wanted to thank him for that. I watched the Ward Boston tape. He was the chief legal counsel of the Board of Inquiry, and he disputes it and said there's nothing but lies and distortions. But he was ordered to do that by none other than Admiral John McCain, the good senator's father, which the good senator endorsed a book by A.J. Crystal called the Liberty Incident. So that tells you how deep this goes in the government, not just then, but now. You know, the president of the United States right now won't touch this issue, as none of them, of his predecessors. So with that being said, Dahlia, I hate to take up so much of your valuable time, but you are a VIP guest, and I thank you very much for coming on Your Voice Counts. And I want to ask you, ma'am, I know you're a physician and a very woman that puts her life, in a position of helping and honoring other people. What brings you on Your Voice Counts?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the really beautiful introduction that I hope I can live up to. I'm always interested in being on a radio show that gives the truth, because we can handle the truth, and the issues that are plaguing this nation and in turn plaguing the world are deeply rooted in history. So that what happened to the USS Liberty took place in 1967, but because no one was held accountable, because of the cover-up of what happened, that's part of the reason why we are where we are today, with so many more lives lost, and that's the highest price that is paid. So it's my honor to join you tonight and discuss the latest of what's happening.
Well, Dahlia, thank you so much for saying that, and I agree totally. If the USS Liberty murderous attack by the State of Israel would have been handled in the correct manner, our world would be completely different now, and there wouldn't be so many people suffering and dying because of it. And I'll let you take off from here and just let the people know exactly what your goals are and why you do this. And I know you're an activist and a physician, and you're a healer. You're a person that loves people. And why do you do this, Dahlia? Why do you put yourself out on this limb?
I'm working on my book, sort of talking about my story and my family's stories, and sort of the struggle that I've gone through, and having compassion for feeling victimized, and trying to do something productive to save other people from victimization. And in particular, it makes me very angry when my government makes me an aggressor, as the one inflicting pain and suffering. So actually my activism was born out of that, and also another American victim of Israeli aggression, Rachel Corrie, who was murdered by the Israeli army on March 16th, 2003. Her story, her compassion, her humanity is the level that I strive for. And it, knowing what I know about what's going on in the world, it's no longer an option. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of the many years that I spent turning a blind eye to the horrors of the world, many of which my tax dollars fund. But knowing what I know now, I cannot sleep at night without doing something. And I see it as my responsibility to do something, as because my government is acting in my name. So in 2004, I started speaking just after I went to visit my family in Iraq. My father is originally from Iraq, and my mom is originally from New York. And after seeing my family, after being there, it was a very short trip after the time to go to a commercial. That inspired me to come back and tell Americans about what occupation was like.
Okay, Dahlia, we'll be back in just a second. Thank you very much, folks. Please support your sponsors on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, and they're great sponsors, so please support. Thank you. We'll see you in just a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, finally, the official
back to Washington. Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Your Voice Counts and your host, Philip F. Turney, in California right now, enjoying the beautiful Southern California coastline, and it's just really nice out here. And again, I wanted to thank Kat for a beautiful, beautiful voice and all the work she does for the USS Liberty and Republic Broadcasting is my main gal, Girl Friday, that gets all our guests. And I also wanted to thank Dolly again for coming on Your Voice Counts. It means just the world to me. It really does, Dolly. And I wanted to also get into the fact that I do know that your mother is Jewish and your father was Iraqi. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And while there are many Iraqi Jews, my mom is Ashkenazi Jew, which is European Jew, which is actually the ruling elite, basically, in Israel today. And my grandparents, my mom's parents, were Holocaust survivors, and all they knew of Israel was that it was to be a homeland for the Jews to escape persecution. But what they did not know was that the same ethnic cleansing that they were escaping when Austria was occupied by the Germans, that same ethnic cleansing was what was being effected in Palestine to lay the groundwork for the state of Israel. And as you mentioned, it's a state that was created by violence, by war, and so then, of course, for its survival, it has to continue to be at war. And unfortunately, our tax dollars continue to fund that in violation of the U.S. Arms Export Control Act and numerous international laws.
Well, Dahlia, did you get a lot of flack because you are a Jewish for speaking out on behalf of innocent people?
You know, actually, what I in the beginning when I first started speaking, I would actually I would save that that bit of information for the Q&A in case people got upset with me. But what I found is actually then for the last 3-4 years of speaking, I'm very upfront with it. And because I'm not trying to avoid it, and especially when I get to speak, and a lot of times people tell me what topic to address, and they're all somehow connected to Iraq. But in the opportunities that I've had to discuss the relationships between America, Israel, and Iraq, I want to point out that criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitic, just like criticism of the Third Reich is not anti-German. This is to criticize racist systems. So I have gotten very little flack, I think, because people would be very quick to come after me if I were critical of Israel and did not have the background that I do. So it sort of gives me a pass. But I also, I don't think I've ever, trying to think now, if I ever addressed those topics outside of the United States, but I feel comfortable doing that here. The reach of the Mossad is a little bit concerning to me, but this is, you know, with what I have to deal with here, at home in the United States is nothing compared to, what people living under occupation or suffering at the hands of our government. It's nothing compared to what they deal with, so it's really not a big risk for me.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. I just, you know, I had a friend of mine, Gilad Osman, he just wrote a book, The Wandering Who. I don't know if you've read it yet or not. Or
I haven't read it, but I know who you're talking about, yes.
Right, and he was on my show, and, you know, he's a Jewish fellow, And he left Israel because of the occupation, and he was against it, and he just couldn't stand it anymore. And, you know, the thing that I want to make sure that everybody knows is that, there's a lot of Jewish people out there that do not agree with what Israel's doing, and they don't want them to take us into a nuclear war with Iran or anybody else, or it could be the Soviet Union or China, because we're dealing in a big, big world that has shrunk to the size of a grape with the weapons that we have. So that's what worries me. I want this world to be calm and collected and let our children grow and let them have kids and be happy. And, you know, what are your feelings on that?
Oh, well, amen to that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money to be made. War and weapons manufacturing is a big business, but absolutely, that's what most people the world over are seeking. And unfortunately, our policies deny that. I have much respect and admiration for Gilad Atzmon's work and his efforts, and I think that's an excellent point. And it is an exciting time, because sort of the concept of a uniform American Jewish opinion on Israel is falling apart. There are like the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network. A lot of activity now that is saying Israel, not in my name.
Okay. We got one more break, and then we got a long segment. We're going to bring in a good friend of mine, James Morris, and he'll be asking you a few questions. Anybody wants to call in, 1-800-313-9443. See you in just a minute. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you. They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the surrender.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. To your voice counts. Welcome back, folks. Thanks for hanging in there with us. And, again, thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. And it is respected by the crew and many people around the world. And I certainly appreciate you doing the songs. And I know you got other songs coming out. And thank you very, very much. And I wanted to, Dahlia, if I could, just... you know, we're going to go to James Morris in just one second, but I wanted to ask you, what is your prediction, for America and Israel, going to war, with a foreign country such as Iran?
I hope I'm right. I'm actually pretty optimistic that that is not going to happen. Not that the leadership, and I use the term loosely, in Israel is not chomping at the bit for war, because they are. And they have a tremendous weapons industry in their own right, Israel does. After the destruction of Iraq, Iran now emerges as one of the strongest countries, anti-Zionist countries in the region. I think what is playing out now in Syria is very important. And as you mentioned, the recent veto of the UN resolution for intervention that would have opened the door for military intervention in Syria. The way they did in Libya, which is all—it's all a sham. It's all about deposing leaders, and that Russia and China vetoed this with regards to Syria, I think, is that's a refreshing change. So in addition to that, Iran is not unarmed Iraq. Iran is a country of 70 million and capable of defending itself. And I think even the American leadership will try to rein the Israelis in on this one. I could be wrong, but I certainly am many times. But on this one, I hope I'm right.
Well, I do too, I respect your opinion very, very much. And I pray that it's correct and it's on target, and that cooler heads prevail. And that we don't get dragged into something that we can't afford in human lives and money and treasure and just, America is a great, great country, and we're hated around the world, for a lot of reasons. But I guess one of them is our passionate attachment to Israel. And, I get this all the time, that if we would just, cut away from Israel, everything would be fine. I don't know if that's the real answer or not the real answer. I do know that Benjamin Netanyahu got more standing ovations than any president in the United States of America when he was at the Congress. I believe it was last year, or maybe it was, yeah, I think it was last year. But anyway, we got a guest wants to talk to you. His name's James Morris. I know you know James.
Yes.
And he has a couple questions, or maybe a few, because he's very thorough. So,
yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So, listen, James, please come on air anytime you want to.
Thanks, Phil, and thanks for having me on the air today again, co-hosting with you the second half an hour. Dahlia, it's always an honor to have you on air. You know that. I mean, we go back quite a ways and have exchanged emails for the last, since the Iraq War began, I think. And you had a really, and first of all, before I get into talking to you about the war for Israel agenda in the Middle East, I, like Phil, also wanted to thank Kat, for the wonderful job that she does, as an offsite producer with, Your Voice Counts. I mean, she writes the most eloquent letters to get guests on air. And follows through in terms of getting back to them. She's just wonderful, and her music, Justice Liberty songs that begin the show and you hear it playing throughout it, are just absolutely excellent. Anybody who wants to hear more of those in full can do a YouTube search for her. She's absolutely excellent. Kat, we love you. Where do we start here? I saw that YouTube, and I think I sent it to Kat and Phil and Ron Kugel as well, who's also does a heck of a job with your voice counts. And it had you, I think, on, I don't know how many years ago it was, but you really got to the heart of the issue for the war at the end in the Middle East. And it comes down to Likudnik war for Israel agenda of the neoconservatives. And, of course, mm-hmm. that is encouraged by AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, that John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt write about in their excellent book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. But you really, like I said, in that YouTube, it was an interview that you'd done, and you can Google it online to find it at YouTube, and you had mentioned the clean break agenda. And that is really what we have to focus on with regard to how we went into Iraq. It was a blueprint for the Iraq invasion, and it seems to be the blueprint now for what is happening with Syria. I don't know if you watch RT. We seem to be getting a lot more news on Russia Today, RT. You can go to RT.com to find the segments there. And they're talking about Lebanon now being involved with civil war. And it really all goes back to what my good friend Stephen Stogosky writes about in his Transparent Cabal book. And it was Israeli Likudnik, Oded Yanon. And we're very fortunate to have the courageous Israeli Israel Shahak transcribe or translate the Hebrew. And it's all this divide and conquer plan for Israel's enemies in the Middle East. And that is exactly what this war agenda is about. Like I said, Iraq was based on it. It seems to be expanded to Syria now. It'll probably engulf Lebanon. And who knows how long before Iran. I know you, and I'm going to let you comment in just a second. Actually, comment on that first if you'd like to, and then I will touch on the possibility of war with Iran as well.
Oh, I think that pretty much sums it up. That's exactly it. The strategy for Israel in the 1980s, the paper by Oded Yanon, which basically outlined how they would exactly divide and conquer, dividing up the Arab world and likely Iran into smaller countries, with the idea that smaller countries are weaker countries. And very high-ranking members of the U.S. government, even someone like Douglas Feist, who was the third highest-ranking civilian at the Pentagon, who was behind his office, the Office of Special Plans, was where the idea to invade Iraq came out of. This is somebody who used to advise the Israeli Prime Minister, who at that time was also Netanyahu. So. This is what I discuss in that clip, and credit to Snowshoe Films for doing the interview, that this is something that Americans need to be aware of. Where do the interests lie for dual citizens, but not just dual citizens, for those who have had high-ranking, highly influential positions with the Israeli government who now have high-ranking positions in the American government. That should set off alarms for everybody.
I completely agree, Dahlia. And in fact, we have a very special guest coming up, I think next month, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. And he, of course, was the assistant to Colin Powell, known in the Army, but also when he went over to the State Department. And he and I exchanged emails, and I have it on the record from him. I said, you know, just like you were just mentioning, Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon, where Jinza, Likudnik, Israel First, Douglas Feith was based, neoconservative, of course. And he was with the Jinza crowd, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which Colin Powell had mentioned in the biographical book that the Washington Post editor, Karen DeYoung, had written about him. And you can just look up Jinza Index, that the Jinza crowd was in control of the Pentagon. And anyway, Colonel Wilkerson and I were talking about this. And I said, we all know about the Office of Special Plans that Douglas Feith was associated with there at the Pentagon. But how did this get into Colin Powell's presentation at the UN, which basically got the world on board with the invasion of Iraq, even though the UN didn't really approve it? When they saw Colin Powell putting forward the bogus intel that was in that report, it kind of got people on, not you and I, of course, but people that were trusting Colin Powell. So
right.
There was an excellent documentary, a Dutch documentary that was done on AIPAC, and you see Colonel Wilkerson in that documentary talking about how he can't sleep at night after Colin Powell's presentation. And I said, well, how did that bogus and manipulated and cherry-picked intel get into Colin Powell's presentation at the UN? And he said, it came right from Fife, and it went to George Tenet. And then we see, Robert Gates, who's now the head of the Chancellor of William & Mary there in Virginia, where, ironically, Lawrence Wilkerson is as well. And he's on Charlie Rose of the day saying, oh, no, there was no intelligence that was manipulated to get us into Iraq. We did, all the intelligence agencies in the world all were with us on Iraq. Well, he fails to mention, where does the rest of the world get their intelligence mostly? From us, right? Okay. So, that'll be a really interesting interview when Phil has, Lawrence Wilkerson on the show. We can talk about that. But let's talk on Iran. Well, Phil, did you want to weigh in, Phil? Any comments for Vidal on this before I talk about Iran?
Well, the only thing I wanted to interject, James, at this point is that I understand that if Romney is elected, that it's very likely that Joe Lieberman will be Secretary of State and that John McCain, the senator from Arizona, will be the Secretary of Defense. And that, to me, scares me to death. And I don't know what your thoughts on that, guys, but... Dahlia, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that the neoliberalism is looking a whole lot like neoconservatism. And yeah. I think that a lot of people have stayed really quiet because the Democrats are in office. People who would ordinarily be outraged at what's happening are really more anti-Republican than they are anti-policy because the policies have really worsened under Obama. And even Michael Oren in 2009, he said that, we kind of had some distance from George W. Bush towards the end of his term, but it's been very warm with Obama. And they've had quite a bit of leeway with the in terms of the what you sent me, James, about our guarantee that the United States will make sure that Israel has a qualitative military edge in the region. That there was legislation passed in 2008 and now again in 2012. So this is all ushered in under the Obama administration. I think that we will have the same obscene policies no matter who's in the White House, but at least with a Republican administration, maybe more people will be active about it.
Dahlia, I agree. I was talking with another friend who's been on your voice counts prior, Colleen Rowley, the FBI whistleblower,
mm-hmm.
and she was just, along what you were just mentioning, she's pretty liberal, Democrat, but now I think she's pretty much an independent like Phil and I are, and
mm-hmm.
And she was saying that here Obama is doing things that if George W. Bush had been doing with the NDAA and indefinite detention and signing that into law. Fortunately, we just had the judge, I think it was on Democracy Now! A couple of days ago, and the lawsuit that Chris Hedges and others had filed, the judge that had just struck down that article of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that allowed indefinite detainment that good old neocon John McCain had been pushing for, probably for the pro-Israel lobby, because they don't want anybody speaking out the truth with regard to why we were attacked on 9/11, the U.S. support for Israel. And anyway, that's what they're probably trying to do is censor the internet with things like the NDEA and this new CISPA and
sure.
We already had the Patriot Act. But, Colleen was actually saying that she's got people that were out on the streets when George W. Bush was doing what he was doing, but they're just keeping silent now along partisan lines with President Obama. And you have to keep in mind, President Obama, and I'm no fan of George W. Bush, as you already know, the neocon regime, as I call it, right? President
right.
Obama put way more troops in Afghanistan, Dahlia, than George W. Bush ever did. And
absolutely.
Now he's calling for us to have a presence there until 2024. I mean, where's the money for this? But, the only thing I wanted to talk about, and you made a very interesting point about, we were talking earlier about anti-Semitism, I think, and how that's used by the Israel lobby here in the States to suppress criticism of Israel. There's
right.
there was actually an excellent YouTube. It was also on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman.
Yes.
And you can find it by going to tinyurl.com/Zionist trick. And you have a former Israeli minister saying that, oh, yeah, that's definitely a trick. I'm paraphrasing what you said. That is used by Jews in America, and she said that, you know, Jews could admit that Jews have a lot of influence, money, power, media influence, and that's a trick they used, that is used to suppress criticism of Israel. Now, along that line, there are many very decent Jews in America, like Phil Weiss over at MondoWeiss, you know, .com, and he broke the story I had with the email exchanges with General Petraeus. So there are courageous anti-Zionist Jews out there, and by definition, you're one of them. Because your mother, you know, is Jewish, so that technically makes you Jewish too, though. Yeah, and I have nothing but admiration and respect for what you do. So to put all Jews into one category is not fair, and it's not right. It also, what this Israeli minister said is that trick is indeed used in the U.S. to suppress any criticism of Israel by calling people anti-Semitic, and by the same, on the other side of the token, in Europe, they basically, you know, use the Holocaust to suppress criticism of Israel there. But let's touch on the topic of Iran, and I'll let Phil jump back in here, too. And, Phil, I really appreciate the opportunity being on your show, as co-hosting it with you in the second half an hour with a special friend like Dahlia. And with Iran, it's very concerning to me, Dahlia. If you look at ushijack.com, I just put up some posts there.
Yes.
We just had this House bill, a resolution that was just passed, and it basically was put forward by the neocon House of Representatives, okay? Influenced by AIPAC as well, McKeon, and all that. And unfortunately, he's my congressman, one of his constituents, but he's as neocon as it gets. And they are trying now, and I've actually done it with this vote, to tie Obama's hands on Iran by basically compelling him to have the U.S. attack Iran before there's even any evidence, really, that they have a nuclear weapon, and that's in dispute. You know, kind of like we had the WMDs in Iraq, right? The non-existent WMDs in Iraq.
Right, right.
And so that is very concerning, Dahlia, because there's another thing I just posted at the top there. It's the Reuters report. Again, go to ushijack.com that Phil had mentioned at the beginning of the program. It's my blog. And there's now a Reuters report saying that the generals in Israel are very silent when they're asked about the possibility of Iran or Israel attacking Iran before the election, the U.S. election in November. And they're basically clamming up, and that's a very ominous sign, Dahlia, that because they know how much influence AIPAC and the neocons have in, on our political process. And, you know, what politician is not going to fall over himself or herself to support Israel if they start a war with Iran and draw retaliation?
So, sorry to break in, folks. I really am, but we're going into a break, and we'll come back on the other side and let Dahlia, with her wonderful intellect, you know, close out the show and maybe give us a website or two. But anyway, guys, support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with a very, very, very fast show today. I mean, it just whizzed by. And, you know, I wish sometimes we could have a two-hour show, especially with such a VIP as you, Dahlia. You're just a very sweet, wonderful, caring human being. And it's just my great honor and privilege to have you on air. And it just means the world to me. It really does. And I appreciate it very, very much. And I just wanted to, you know, let James kind of take the show out. And perhaps if you would like, I'd like to get you back on the show if you'd be so kind. And we'll talk again. So if there's anything else you want to get out, please do it. But I'll let James finish up the show. And God bless you, Dahlia. And you're a real sweetheart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm the only one who didn't do it, so I feel like I should thank Kat, because Kat booked me for the show. it's been my pleasure.
I'll tell you something. We wouldn't be able to go without Kat. Dahlia, I want to give a shout-out for David Strader as well. He's a supporter of the Liberty Veterans Quest for Justice, and you can go to his YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/badbearness, and that's just spelled like it sounds, B like in boy, A, D like in dog, bearness, BEARNESS, youtube.com/badbearness. It's got interviews with me there from Press TV and Russia Today and Phil as well, and with the whole situation with the Cindy McCain email. But anyway, we're going to close out the show here, and I want to let Dahlia have some final thoughts. But like I said before the break, Dahlia, I'm very concerned about the Israelis pulling an attack on Iran before the election. Of course, they'd very much like to get us to do a war for them like we did against Iraq. It'll either happen perhaps through Syria. If Syria erupts in a civil war, going back to that Oded Yunon plan we were talking about, divide and conquer, or if Israel strikes and then the Israel lobby here gets our Congress to basically support them and put pressure on Obama to act to defend, quote-unquote, our ally Israel after they draw retaliation from Iran. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, the resources you have are so thorough and make such good arguments that maybe I'm just in denial. I think that you're right to be concerned, because certainly the preparations for such a war are certainly underway. My hope is that that even now people are not willing to fall certainly not as hard as they did about the Iraq lies. And what's interesting, we started out the show talking about because the truth about the USS Liberty has yet to fully come to light, we are in the situation we are in today. And Colin Powell told lies about Iraqi troops lining up on the Saudi border to encourage, to gain popular support for the 1991 Gulf War. And then, of course, he came with his vial of anthrax to the UN. So the lies keep coming. People are more aware. And the other thing is that the amount of, we basically have Iran surrounded with military bases, American military bases, which on the one hand surrounds Iran, but vice versa gives Iran a lot of targets to hit. And we can't stand for that. Just briefly, I want to say that I do talk about the Liberty in my upcoming book. And, Phil, we will not forget the Liberty. The struggle to bring the truth to light and get justice is not over.
And listen, thanks for that, Dahlia. We look forward to having you come on real soon. And just remember, everybody, this starts the USS Liberty, and let's hope it doesn't end with World War III and Iran. Thanks so much, Dahlia, and without justice, there's no peace. See you next week, folks. Thanks.